Cafe Feminino Foundation focuses on food security, gender equity and women's empowerment, and respiratory health for women in Peru. This summer, a group of 10 students and two faculty leaders, as part of the USU's Center for Civic Engagement and Service Learning, visited the northern region of Peru in partnership with the Cafe Feminino Foundation to build greenhouses so the women could have stable food all year. Kate Stevens is assistant director at the center.
The Cafe Feminino Foundation is unique in that it encourages and empowers women to identify community needs and propose projects. That's what makes an international service project truly sustainable, is when the community takes ownership of it and it's their idea, their voices are heard, and there are systems in place to keep it going beyond our short time there.
Brianna Malcolm, a USU student who went on the trip, says the Peruvian community was extremely grateful for their help building the greenhouse.
Every day we'd get like a little grocery bag full of this fruit called grenadilla. And it was the only thing they grew at the time. And so every day they would just give us bags of this fruit.
Malcolm and her fellow student who went on the trip, Naomi Jimenez, felt the means justified the cost of the coffee.
A $12 bag of coffee might seem like ridiculously expensive. But when we were out there and we got to see and experience every step of what the harvest looks like and how this cash crop provides for so many people and has done so much for specifically women in this community and them gaining a voice, it almost made it all worth it.
Cafe Ibis is currently displaying a photo gallery of the trip to Peru. To find out more about their trip to Peru and Cafe Feminino, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.